2010s, I think this might be what shows up on them, which is what's called induced pluripotent stem cells. So most people have probably heard of stem cells just in general. But just a couple years ago, researchers in Wisconsin and Japan developed these new technique where you can just take skin cells, fibroblasts, just a piece of skin from your arm, and actually induce it to a pluripotent state. So that's the state that your stem cells are in, that can then become any other type of tissue that you want to take. And so one of the things we can do is we can actually take biopsies of skin cells, turn them into pluripotent stem cells, and then differentiate them into cardiomyocytes, or whatever tissue you want to look at. So if you have a type 1 diabetes, you can turn them back into pancreatic beta cells, or it's a stem cell into pancreatic beta cells. So we're actually fostering a collaboration with Children's Hospital right now to try to identify inherited cardiomyopathies from families and people and patients with children. It's one more insidious disease. So ischemic heart disease is very common, and it happens at future age. But then there are, of course, inherited diseases that can affect you at a much earlier age. So we want to identify families with lineages that have noted mutations in their genome that leads to these cardiomyopathies. Just take a little biopsy punch. It's only about the size of an eraser, just a tiny piece of tissue. Turn this into a pluripotent stem cell, and then turn them back into cardiomyocytes and examine the function, and examine exactly what goes wrong with those particular cells. And then, better is if we could maybe one day correct that particular change. And you can do this on a patient-by-patient basis. When I mentioned that, I'll wrap up really soon. As I mentioned, one of the things we do bioengineering is try to make heart tissue. So one of the things we'll do is actually replace some of that tissue that's lost. The nice thing about the induced pluripotent stem cells is that they can take your skin and make these grafted grafts to put on your heart for you individually. And that's important, because right now the only thing that you can do is a heart transplant, which sets you up for then a lifetime of immune suppressant drugs. And you need that immune suppressant because the heart came from somewhere else. But if the heart tissue was built and designed by your cells, then you don't need immune suppression involved with that. So that's just a little bit about what we're doing at the University of Washington.
And, you would love that.
I just want to finish up by thanking you all for everything you do for the American Heart Association. I want you to understand why I was so quick to say yes and to say, can you come give us a talk or whatever. I'm happy to do that because they've been so supportive for me and our friends in the research. So, and I'll stick around for a few minutes after if anybody wants to ask any questions. Thank you.
That's the kind of thing that gives me really excited to hear about.